rolling like a freight train on a mission. Here's Gruber.
All right, well, this will be a little bit of fun for you. A lot of people complain about insurance rates in Michigan. Well, you've not seen anything yet. Not yet. My next guest, Doug Heller, an independent consultant and nationally recognized insurance expert. Worked a couple of decades in public policy, regulatory matters. Joining me here today to talk about some outrageous Michigan quotes. 10 of them, in fact. Doug, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Good to have you here. All right, so give me some of these outrageous auto insurance quotes. I you know, buzzkill. I looked at number one and my mouth hit the table here, but I won't give it away. Let's work our way up from number 10 and kind of talk about some of these things. In Michigan, people complain about it because of the no-fault rates, but you found some things that are just off the charts, didn't you?
Yeah, I've been researching rates in Michigan and have found prices that are given to people that just don't make any sense unless you recognize the fact that we're not watching the insurance companies, we're not holding them accountable, and we're letting them do what they want. Because what I found was that across the state, you're seeing women paying more for auto insurance suddenly, and everybody, I mean, I don't know who's ever thought that a young woman should be paying less than a young man for auto insurance, but we're seeing that happen.
More, and, you mean? Paying more, you mean?
That,
the women
yeah,
are paying,
I'm sorry,
more.
Paying more. Exactly.
Now why is that?
I'm so used to expecting women paying less than men for auto insurance, and what we're finding now is that they're paying more, $128 more for a basic policy for a woman. In fact, I found an example that a female driver who had a perfect driving record actually had to pay more than a male driver who had an accident on his record.
Now, how is that possible? Do you call the insurance companies and ask for an explanation?
Well, the insurance companies say that that's what's in their filed rates. That's what they tell the Department of Insurance and Financial Services, that that's what they've got to charge. Now, they've said that's what the data show. I've had a chance to look at some of the data, and I don't buy it. Our problem is that the Department of Insurance and Financial Services doesn't take a hard look at these insurance companies' rates, and that's why they've let things like another one I found. I call it the Patriot penalty.
All
here
right.
You have an auto insurance company which asks the question when you go to their website, a major company in the state, and they say, do you currently have insurance? And if you say no, they're going to charge you a lot more for that. Let's put aside how much of a problem that can be for drivers who are trying to comply with the law and get back into the market. They ask you questions. Well, why not? Why don't you have insurance right now? It could be because I dropped my coverage, or I just got a new car. And one of the options is because I was serving in the military. And if you click the box that says the reason I'm not insured right now is because I have been serving in the military, they don't fly flags and say thank you for your service. They add 5% to your auto insurance
really?
Rate for that.
To be clear here,
offensive.
And Doug, I have to be clear about this. We're using a broad brush here. Is this all insurance companies or
no.
a few or what is?
No, that's not all insurance companies. Now there are some companies that will not charge you more for your service if you're on a tour of duty and you drop your coverage. Not all companies are going to charge you more when you come back. But the fact that anyone would be allowed to in this state is unacceptable because there's aside from the fact that it's just despicable. Put that aside, it doesn't have actuarial sense. That is, it doesn't make sense in terms of measuring risk, and that's what we're supposed to be doing. And I'll give you another perfect example of that. And this one actually comes from a Consumer Reports magazine.
All right.
They looked at average premiums around the country, around Michigan, and they found that if you have an excellent driving record and an excellent credit score, you get a pretty good average rate. If you have an excellent driving record, but a poor credit score. And this again for driving. You're not taking out a loan. You're
now, let me jump in there because I got to ask you this, Doug, because I've never understood that. I don't think this should even be legal, actually. I don't think that using your credit score, if you're an excellent driver, but you're a bit airheaded when it comes to paying your bills, and so therefore your credit score is very, why do you get dinged if you've never had an accident? You don't have tickets. You don't get pulled over. You have current licenses on your car and you have current insurance in the glove box. Why should insurance companies be allowed to gouge people because of their credit score?
Well, they shouldn't, and some states have banned it. Michigan hasn't. But let me tell you, it's not just that you get dinged. If you have bad credit but excellent driving record, on average, you pay the same amount or just about the same amount as a Michigan driver with excellent credit who was convicted of drunk driving. That's what Consumer Reports found by testing it, and I confirmed that in my testing.
What?
I saw one policy. We can jump to the one that was the most staggering to me.
You know,
I saw one insurance company telling somebody that if they wanted to buy an auto insurance policy in Detroit and they had poor credit, it would cost them $31,000 a year, even though they had never caused an accident.
Yeah, that was the number one on your list. But here's what I want to do.
Nobody is buying that insurance policy. But
I understand that, but I want to read this. I want to read this. Number one, the $31,432 premium below average credit score raises the Detroit good driver premium by more than 600%. But here's what's incredible. It's the original rate that had me in shock, too. Using Progressive's online price comparison tool, we found that State Farm would sell a basic coverage policy to a 20-year-old good driver in Detroit with an excellent credit score of $4,410 per year. However, if that same Detroit driver with a perfect driving record has a below-average credit score, the annual premium will increase to as much as $31,432 annually for basic coverage. Nobody can afford that kind of premium, number one. And number two, did you reach out to State Farm? What was their comment?
Well, we haven't heard from State Farm. Instead, I looked at the Department of Insurance and Financial Services report on the use of credit score, and it confirms that State Farm has a, and this is what's so frustrating to me about it, they call it a discount of 86%. So they're giving that person $4,410 is exactly, in fact, 86% discount off of the $31,000 policy. So the department confirmed that that's exactly what their rating plan shows, is that you can raise somebody's rates to $31,000.
Here's the problem with everything you're telling me, Doug. Doug Heller here, an independent consultant, nationally recognized insurance expert, giving me a shock therapy today on Michigan auto policies and so forth. But here's what's shocking to me. At $4,400, you're at about $400 a month. $400 a month is what you're paying for car insurance. You know, that's a brand new car, a really nice one off the lot, number one. So you're paying more for insurance than you are for the car. And if you get up much beyond that, hell, that's a house payment. You know, once you get, that makes no sense to me.
Well, and it's why Michigan has one of the highest levels of uninsured motorists in the country. And I'll tell you something. When you have people who are good drivers, but because they had a bad credit score, or not only that, here's another one. If you become a widow, for some companies, not all, but if you become a widow, some companies raise your rates. I found a 60-year-old woman's rate to go up $280 a year because she's a widow.
Does she become a worse driver because she's a widow?
No, of course she doesn't become a worse driver. It's that the insurance companies don't think that she's going to be as profitable because she's probably not going to be, she might be moving out of the home that she owns, so she's not going to be buying homeowners insurance, and they want to sell as much product as they can, so they give the best deals to people who will buy more product. But the problem is that cuts people out of the market. And when good drivers can't afford insurance, then you have a smaller pool, and then we all have to pay more, and we have higher uninsured motorist rates. And then the gall of it all is that the insurance companies walk to Lansing and say, oh, well, you got to throw the baby out with the bathwater. It's all about the no-fault system. When, in fact, is that these insurance companies have been squeezing people out of the market and not letting them back in because of these high prices.
And just to be fair here, just so I'm clear on this, and we're just about out of time here, Doug, but you pick on everybody, Esurance, State Farm, Allstate, Liberty Mutual, Progressive, AAA, all of them, you nail them all. Real quickly, we're almost out of time. How can we find more information? You got a website for me?
Well, we've been encouraging people to go around and shop at the shopyourpolicymi.com because there are still deals to be found.
All right. Greatly appreciate it. We've got to leave it there. Shopyourpolicymi.com. Shopyourpolicymi.com. Doug Heller, you just shocked me right into almost losing track of time. Thank you so much.
Thank you.